Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, May the 31st, 2015. And that was the second song from Maltini and the Mahotella Queen. The first one that I played for this session is taken from the Indestructible Beat of Soweto, Volume 1, Various Artists. And the fifth song of this compilation of music that I played is the first song that I played on this session from Maltini and the Mahotella Queens, Mtojeni Womkulo. Which is interpreted as the stream of music composed by our beautiful sister and elder mother Nobesutu. And some of the words in the translated into English are, "We are the source of music. We are calling the young and the old not to forget that. Music never ends. Everybody knows that where the water has been, it will be again." That phrase, "where the water has been, it will be again." You and I are that original water, coming from dark water, original matter, coming from before the Big Bang, coming from before the universe in utero, coming from the time of before 76 trillion years ago, the Almighty Yahuwah HaYah knew us already. And so where we have come from is where we are going again in our consciousness, to be born again so that we may clean up society. Now, the song that we just played is from Maltini and the Mahotella Queens again, trying to say these beautiful African words correctly. The title is Ngikabange Ngakeda, and it means, "I have made up my mind." Nobesutu, her last name at that time, Shawe, wrote this song. And the translation is, "I have made up my mind about this man. When he is drunk, he insults me. I think it is better to inform our parents to sit down and discuss it collectively. I wonder what my parents are thinking about this man who is ill-treating me." The parents say, "Let him go. He is not a man. He is a drunkard." So, in that conversation, in the song, dealing with the conditions of this life that we find ourselves in, we see the need as the original water, the original members of the body of the scientific Christ, having originated in the original dark water, original matter, and the dark spirit, original energy. We see that we need to be born again to clean up our society of such wicked acts as being drunk and abusing women and abusing our wives. Now, this alpha equation, we're going through the explanation, and I want to bring it back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 and share with you something of what has been going on in my mind since I got all the way down to, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." That darkness was upon the face of the deep. I saw something after the fact, after studying this equation, and I hope I can get it over. So, the E electric charge on one single electron equals energy. We're dealing with original dark spirit, original energy, Mother Holy Spirit. Now, the E over zero equals the vacuum permittivity, which is the empty space before 76 trillion years ago. Now, the E would be energy again, but energy in the potential, because we are now in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, which deals with the space as empty and the mass matter material as not formed in utero. But it looks to me like we're getting behind, and or I should say before utero, to the time when the space was absolutely empty, and that period of time of the universe, which is eternal time, which is not physical time and space continuum, but is before 13.7 billion years ago, within the realm of primeval, prime order, original time, original order of eternal time, which is the mother father of time physical. We're looking at an equation that is trying and attempting to get us before utero, symbolized by the circle, which is empty. And then we know that there is a dot added to the middle, which teaches us that there is the potential for mass matter material. There is the potential for the birth of Christ. There is the potential for the birth of you and me as members of the mystical body of Christ. But we're before utero now. This alpha equation is taking us before utero. The E over zero equals the vacuum. Did we not talk about the vacuum and the empty space of the universe? And the word permittivity is a deep, 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 deep word that we're going to be wrestling with the next few sessions. We're dealing with the empty space before 76 trillion years ago. Remember, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that the process of the birthing of the sun disk, I'm giving an interpretation of his words, he said the atom of life. But the atom of life is the scientific Christ, the sun disk. You and I are part and parcel of that atom of life, the members of the body of the scientific Christ, the sun disk. That occurred 76 trillion years ago, which is an estimation into time eternal, which is before time physical. We're already in to time eternal, time immaterial, time without form and void, darkness upon the face of the deep, eternal time, which is the mother father time of time physical. So this E over zero is getting us before 76 trillion years ago. The space is empty. We're not even in utero at that time. It's the potential for utero, the potential for conducting energy, the potential for activating the seed of life. This equation, the inverse of Einstein's equation, is dealing with the potential for the manifestation of Einstein's equation. And this teaches us that all of us have potential for greatness, for wonderful realities in this physical universe, but there is a period of time where we go through potential. And in that potential period of time, we get together all of that potential before the manifestation of such potential. This letter H in Planck's constant is the mass matter material. But the mass matter material is in the potential stage, which is why the circle, which is empty, has a dot in the middle of the empty circle to tell us there is potential for mass matter material. The C equals the velocity of light. Oh, let me see if I can remember this science. The sun traveling at the speed of light, or I should say light moving from the sun at the speed of light, moving in space, creating space because of speed, velocity, vibration, frequency, the work of the sun, sending the rays of the sun, traveling at the speed of light, causing time and space because of the speed and because of movement. So time, space, speed, velocity, vibration, frequency. So the C equals the velocity of light, the sun disk, as the scientific Christ, and the rays of the sun, light traveling at the speed of 186,284 miles per second. But this is Christ, light in potential. This is Einstein's equation in potential. This is the time of eternal time before 13.7 billion years ago, in time eternal, where the space is empty and we are before utero, before 76 trillion years ago, where there is the potential for E equals MC squared. There is the potential, and that potential is rendered E squared divided by 2 times E over 0 times H times C. Or we should say, beginning with alpha again, alpha as the physical visible universe equals energy squared divided by 2 times energy over the empty space of the universe times H, which is mass matter material, times C, which is the scientific Christ, the sun disk, the sun disk, light at the speed of 186,284 miles per second. The universe, the physical visible universe in potential, not in reality, in potential, and even before utero. Whereas Einstein's equation deals with the physical visible flesh mass matter material universal properties of the universe, Planck's alpha equation begins in empty space. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, paraphrasing, we used to know man and woman after the flesh. We no longer know man and woman after the flesh. We used to know Christ after the flesh, but we no longer know Christ after the flesh. This verse is, in reality, Planck's alpha equation, because Paul wants us to get before the flesh, before Big Bang, into the empty space when there was no flesh, not even in utero, the empty space with the dot in the middle, which is potential physical universe, but not realized yet, empty, without form, void, darkness upon the face of the deep. But the space is empty, the space is empty, the space is empty, the potential for mass matter material. The above equation quantifies the relativistic C equals the Big Bang of 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, the process of the physical mass matter material universe. So when you start with Einstein's equation and theory of relativity, you're dealing with the Big Bang afterwards. That's the Alpha. That's the Alpha. The Alpha is the Christ, is the physical, visible universe having gone through the Big Bang reality, birth of the sun disk, the scientific Christ of the universe, and the rendering of the water and the energy from the original darkness into the physical, visible universe. That Alpha is that process. But on the other side of Alpha is the equation that deals with all of that in potential. So the quantum H is dark water, original matter, because the water and matter have not been realized in the physical. So we're dealing with water, matter in the potential that is given the letter H. The qualities of the electromagnetic E and the interactions involving charged particles in the empty space is this E over zero, which takes us back again to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, in dealing with the universe before and in utero. So if you say the E is electromagnetism and the charging of particles with electricity and energy, we are dealing with mass, matter, material being charged with electricity while we are yet in utero, 6 trillion years ago before the Big Bang. But this equation is causing us to see all of this as potential. So we are yet before utero. Before utero, when the space is void and darkness and empty, okay? But now I want to re-explain something with this equation in our minds. Because when you check the word permittivity, which is defined as the ability of a material to store potential energy under the influence of an electric field. See, we're dealing with the ability and we're dealing with potential, not the reality. We are yet before Big Bang and we are before utero of 76 trillion years ago, dealing with potential for material to store energy under the influence of an electric field, which in religion you would say the Almighty Father God of the universe, whom we know as dark water original matter, is accompanied by the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, dark spirit original energy. And the interaction between the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit is the interaction of electricity interacting with the mass and the matter and the material under the electric field. And that electric field is Mother Holy Spirit, the womb of darkness. And the mass, matter, material is you and me, yet unborn, but now interacting in utero with the energy of Mother Holy Spirit. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay, and then the definition of permittivity goes on to say, measured by the ratio of capacitance of a capacitor with the material as dielectric to its capacitance with vacuum as dielectric. Oh my God, what science we are looking at. In short, breaking it down, you're dealing with the material of the universe in potential and how the mass matter material universe has the ability to be a conductor, a non-conductor that is able to transmit energy, light, heat, and sound electricity at a low level. And this conducting of energy and electricity comes about because of the different surfaces of the mass matter material and the electricity being broken and split into two polarities. Oh my God, I'm taking my time because I love struggling with this science so we can understand this science, sisters and brothers. Now the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the word darkness, obscurity, darkness, secret place, the masculine noun, and the word face is masculine noun. The faces, the person, meaning all of the mass, matter, material, universe in potential. But here's what caught my eye. The face of the seraphim or the cherubim. Because when you're dealing with electricity, you're dealing with the ability of mass, matter, material having different grades of reality. This whole of mass, matter, material universe has different facets to itself. And these different grades and different facets to itself allows the energy to come in and be split into two polarities. The face of the deep. Let me see this word deep. The word deep, okay, is masculine and feminine. And is this word in the African Hebrew?
Strong's H, 8415, Tehom. Tehom.
This word is defined as the abyss, the deep, the sea, the primeval ocean, the abyss, the grave, and is masculine and feminine. Because we're dealing now with the interaction, the permittivity, the interaction of mass, matter, material with energy under the influence of the electric field. And the words capacitance and the words dielectric have to do in general with how energy interfaces with mass, matter, material. And how there are differences in the mass matter material, and how air and chemicals associated with salt and oxygen convey the electricity, and how energy is split into two polarities. And I am looking at the two polarities being the proton as positive energy, masculine, and the electron as negative energy, feminine, and how these two polarities of energy coming from Mother Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy, interact and interface with mass, matter, material. So you have to have two dispositions at least in the mass, matter, material in order that the energy may be split into the two polarities so that the two polarities can create energy. There's no energy without masculine and feminine interaction, interfacing, union coming together to create life. And I looked at, it said darkness was upon the face of the deep. And I saw the cherubim and the seraphim. And I wonder if the cherubim and the seraphim, being a part of the face, being a part of the mass, matter, material, if these two words represent two dispositions of the mass, matter, material that are found in you and in me that enable the energy to be split into two polarities. Now, oh, let me try to see something. The seraphim is a plural word having to do with the highest rank in the angelic hierarchy and the fifth rank of 10 in the Jewish angelic hierarchy, having to do, pictured as six winged beings. And if my memory serves me correctly, these have to do with fire of some sort. Okay. I'm trying to hurry along before the end of this session. If my memory serves me correctly, sisters and brothers, the seraphim are, yes, they are associated with fiery serpents and have to do with various aspects of the fire. Now, let me try to see the cherubim. The cherubim are angelic beings. I'm trying to see if there's a high, if I can quickly see a hierarchy. Winged creatures who support the throne of God as guardian spirits. They appear as bearing the throne and chariot of God, symbolic figures frequently mentioned in Scripture. So, we're going to do more research on that, but we know that the energy, the electricity, needs to interact with mass, matter, material. And in that interaction, the energy from the original dark spirit, original energy, must be split into two polarities, so that the masculine energy, which is the proton, may interact with the feminine energy, which is the electron, so that the masculine and the feminine may, in sacred union, create the whole of the universe as the product of such feminine and masculine union. And when I saw the seraphim and the cherubim, I saw those two words as descriptive of the mass, matter, material universe, and descriptive of two dispositions that would enable the energy to come into these representations of mass, matter, material, and allow that energy to be split into the two polarities, the proton, the positive energy, and the electron, the negative energy, the darkness, upon the face of the deep. String theory, membrane theory, Planck's alpha equation that describes the whole of the physical universe in potential, and even before utero, which is before 76 trillion years ago. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I people.